A prosthetic leg for one of the many amputees who come to this orthopedic centre and artificial limb workshop in central Kyiv. Oleksandr Stetsenko, who's one of the country's leading prosthetic engineers, heats the plastic to bend the mould into shape. Anatoly lost his leg fighting Russian forces in Mariupol almost a year ago. His prosthetic leg has been giving him pain in recent weeks. We can adjust it from both sides, Oleksandr tells him. He should be fine then.
It's a lot of work. There are many very complex, very high amputations, multiple amputations where two arms and a leg are missing.
Anatoly lives in an eighth-floor apartment. It's a long walk up the stairs when the lifts are not working. He lives here with his girlfriend, Olena, and her baby, Misha. Olena's former husband was killed fighting on the front line last year. She is 7 months pregnant with Anatoly's child.
We are thinking of starting a business. You can't survive long on a government handout. So I'm thinking of what to do, because Olena is pregnant.
As a war amputee, Anatoly will eventually receive a one-off compensation payment of around $21,700. The government also paid for his prosthetic leg.
It's difficult for him to move around. He tries, of course, but he mainly sits with the child. I have to do most of the housework.
Most of the 200 or so people who come to this rehabilitation center for therapy each week lost their limbs fighting. There are no official statistics on how many people have lost limbs in the war so far. This prosthetic limb is manufactured in Germany but assembled here in Ukraine. It has a computer chip at the back, the data from which is analysed and the movement of the joint adjusted accordingly. The price is astronomical, $45,000 for this prosthetic leg. There is nothing like it being manufactured in this country. There are not enough prosthetic limbs being built in Ukraine for the growing number of military and civilian amputees. The rehabilitation centre is partly funded by an Australian charity, and there's only one other as modern as this in all Ukraine.
There is a need because the counter-offensive is expected, and unfortunately there's going to be a lot more guys getting injured.
Back at the apartment, Anatoly says he wishes he could return to fight on the front line, but now his battle is to raise a young, growing family and to learn to live again. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.
Ongoing heat waves across India.